The Defense Information Systems Agency launches a new cyber defense organization, the Joint Task Force DoD Information Networks. Launch officially this coming Thursday. The new cyber org will be part of the broader DISA reorganization that goes into effect today. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on the changes at DISA. What will the new cyber organization do, Jason? Thanks for coming on.
Cyber organization will take over the operations or defensive work from the U.S. Cyber Command. Now, you remember the DoD created the Cyber Command in 2010, and it had the goal of overseeing cyber as a unified or a subunified command. So one, if you will, belly button to push when it comes to all of cyber offensive and defensive capabilities. But over time, as cyber threats and actions have grown exponentially, DoD leaders decided they needed to let U.S. Cyber Command focus on strategy and have someone else take over operations, and DISA was that obvious choice. Brigadier General Robert Skinner is the deputy commander of what they call the Joint Force Headquarters. He'll be leading the new JTF DODIN, and will officially reach an initial operating capability on January 15th.
At the beginning of the initial operational capability, there's about 14 to 19 tasks that we are going to be doing that we are taking away from U.S. Cyber Command to focus our efforts in building capacity and capability. The end result is to provide unity of command and unity of effort across the entire Department of Defense information networks. Now, what does that mean? Well, first and foremost, that we have an identified, agreed upon, and approved command and control framework with 39 plus, because it seems like every time we turn around, we find a different organization that needs to be part of this framework. 39 organizations that we're going to be building this capacity and capability from a command and control standpoint.
Now, Skinner spoke today at the AFCEA DC chapter luncheon as part of a panel discussion on DISA and these major changes. Skinner says part of this IOC is the need to build capacity and capability. He says capacity means, at least initially, bringing in about 219 employees from DISA, Cyber Command, and other military services.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to build capability. Just because you have individuals, and we have a lot of great individuals on the team, doesn't mean that you have the right type of capability. So whether it's through additional training, additional education, collective training as a matter of fact, until we're able to get that, then that's where we're going to really kind of build a capability to include the TTPs, to include the equipment, to include some additional resources. The other thing we're going to do, and this is where I think you will really come in handy, and this is building partnerships. It's not just building partnerships with the 39 organizations that we have identified within the Department of Defense, whether it's the COCOMs, whether it's the other agencies. It's leveraging industry, leveraging the commercial world, leveraging academia to build this capacity and capability so that we have a better understanding of the Department of Defense information networks so that the ultimate goal is to secure, operate, and defend the DoD.
Now, Skinner says he expects the new cyber organization to reach full operational capability and capacity sometime in 2016.
This sounds like something that they've had in place before. Is it similar to the structure that I recall? And why did they get rid of that, if it was? And why are they bringing it back now?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, DISA back in the 1990s and early 2000s had something called the JTF-GNO, Joint Task Force Global Network Operations. But DoD decided to merge the JTF-GNO with the U.S. Cyber Command back in 2010. I think the difference here with this new JTF-DODIN is the unified aspect of it. Now, not only will the Cyber Command have the unified, but this new disorganization as well will bring in that authority, that responsibility, that accountability. My memory and the little bit of research I did tells me that the JTF-GNO, while successful, had less overall control or authority over the DoD networks. But now Cyber Command, which has now, again, been around for 4 years, has really established the policy and authority piece to it. Bringing in this operational capability really will give the DoD Cyber Command better situational awareness and give cyber commanders the decision-making data it needs to create policy and deal with threats.
So from a Cyber Command and, I'll say, Joint Force Headquarters DoDIN standpoint, of those 39 organizations that I briefly mentioned, the service components are part of that. So there will be a day-to-day, daily, I'll say, operational updates. There will be operational planning teams. There will be a significant partnership between us and those 39-plus organizations. At initial operational capability, what we've defined as the partners initially are the service components. So that includes our cyber, it includes MAR 4 cyber, it includes fleet cyber, and actually it includes Coast Guard cyber and NAF cyber also. It also includes U.S. Transcom as kind of the first combatant commander that we want to, first combatant command that we want to kind of cut our teeth on as we learn, as we build our capacity and capability. Then the last one is the Defense Information Systems Agency. So Joint Force Headquarters DOTIN will build partnerships, but also provide command and control for all those organizations that kind of move forward to provide consistency of effort, unity of effort, and unity of command.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see how DOD, and specifically, obviously, DISA and the U.S. Cyber Command, takes advantage of those 39-plus partnerships and how they can influence the changes that are needed within cyber. The JTF-DOTIN could easily end up suffering from the same disparate and organizational challenges that the JTF-GNO did.
Jason, we just have a minute or so left, not even. Just very quickly, how is this part of the broader DISA reorg that starts today?
Right, this is just one piece of that bigger puzzle, and we're going to put the new organizational chart for DISA on federalnewsradio.com later today. But basically, what DISA has done is said, okay, what's our mission, and how do we meet that mission better? So they're going to focus on five C's: cyber, cloud, collaboration, and command and control. Now, with that, they're also going to change to be a more customer-focused, customer-centric organization. And this is something, Francis, we're hearing time and again across all the agencies. And each of these new buckets will help serve the customer that much better.